A leading credit rating agency has downgraded its assessment of Ireland's ability to repay its debts, making it more expensive for the country to borrow money in private markets. Standard & Poor's said the decision reflects concerns that some holders of Irish government bonds could be forced to take losses under a recently adopted European Union mechanism for bailing out Eurozone countries facing debt crises. The United States Federal Reserve has released key documents revealing which banks drew on emergency lending facilities during the global financial crisis. The release comes after the Fed exhausted all legal avenues to block publication of the data. The documents reveal emergency lending peaked at more than $110 billion in October 2008. And turning to the markets now, in the US, the Dow is up, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq are also higher. The European figures are strong too, the FTSE is up by more than 100 points. In Asia, trade is mixed, Japan's Nikkei is down, but the Hang Seng has closed firmer. And at home, the energy sector and the big supermarket names led broader markets to finish stronger. The ASX 200 and the All Ords rose around 0.5%. And checking currencies, the Australian dollar is buying just over one US dollar.